Before the September terrorist attacks, the FBI office in Minneapolis tried and failed to get a secret warrant to search the computer of a man now being questioned in connection with the hijackings. It was only after the attacks that the FBI was allowed to search the files. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports on the difficulty of balancing privacy concerns with the threat of terrorism.
According to his instructor, Zacharias Massaoui was a marginal pilot at best. Massaoui, a French Algerian, quit before he completed a course in Oklahoma to fly small planes. Then this summer, he turned up at the Pan Am International Flight Academy in Elk River, Minnesota, where commercial pilots are trained. He told his instructors he wanted to learn how to steer a Boeing 747, but he didn't care about learning to land. Red flags went up. The flight school got in touch with the FBI field office in Minneapolis. According to a law enforcement source, the FBI agents got information that Massaoui might have had terrorist links. With that information, agents asked at least twice for a search warrant to look at his computer. They asked for a FISA warrant, which stands for the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Those are secret warrants used to gather intelligence about suspected terrorists or spies. But the request was turned down. According to two sources, officials at FBI headquarters did not feel the agents built a good enough case for a warrant. So on August 17th, the INS took him into custody because he had violated his visa. Massaoui was in jail when 19 hijackers crashed four planes on September 11th. Law enforcement sources say they've searched his computer since the attack and found data related to jetliners and crop dusters. Several law enforcement sources also say agents are investigating whether Massaoui may originally have been part of the hijacking plot. Experts say the incident highlights some difficulties with monitoring potential terrorists and preventing terrorist attacks. Robert Litt, a former Justice Department official and expert on national security, says there's a big legal hurdle.
In order to get FISA coverage, either electronic surveillance or a search on someone, you need to establish by factual evidence that that person is an agent of a foreign power. It's not enough simply to say that you're suspicious of the person. You have to have the facts to show that the person is in fact acting on behalf of a foreign power.
Administration sources say the evidence that Massaoui was connected to a terrorist group was, quote, very sketchy. But FBI sources say the government is way too conservative about issuing such warrants.
The task in getting these types of warrants is almost insurmountable.
Former FBI official Clinton Van Zandt says there's a history of tension between the FBI, which makes the requests, and the Justice Department, which presents the request to a special court.
It's almost like you could present and make a criminal case before you ever got the warrant itself. And I think that has frustrated, challenged, and probably turned off a lot of FBI agents and offices in even trying to pursue this, knowing that the chances are almost slim to none of getting it unless you have this overwhelming amount of information and evidence.
One law enforcement official says up until September 11th, the FBI knew of at least 20 associates of Osama bin Laden in the United States. They asked for search warrants but were granted permission to monitor only one person. Others say the tension over the secret search warrants has intensified during this administration. One source says when Janet Reno was Attorney General, she saw FISA requests as urgent matters. She'd consider them any time. But this source says until the attacks last month, Attorney General John Ashcroft was far less inclined to consider or grant those warrants. That changed on September 11th. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.